Dr. Heidegger's Experiment. Part 1. Dr. Heidegger's Friends. Dr. Heidegger was a very unusual old man. One afternoon, he invited four friends to meet him in his study. There were three very old gentlemen, Mr. Medbourne, Colonel Killigrew, and Mr. Gascoigne. And there was a very old lady called Widow Wycherley. They were all very sad people who had been unfortunate in life. However, their biggest misfortune was their age. When Mr. Medbourne was young, he was a rich merchant, but he had lost everything during a bad business transaction. Now he was very poor. Colonel Killigrew had thrown away his best years, his health, and his money in sinful pleasures. Now his mind and body were tormented. Mr. Gascoigne had been a bad man and a dishonest politician. Fortunately, time had passed, and people had forgotten him. Widow Wycherley had been a great beauty when she was young. But for many years now, she had lived in seclusion and solitude because of certain terrible stories about her. During their youth, each of the three gentlemen had been in love with Widow Wycherley. They had almost killed each other for the woman they loved.
"My dear friends,"
Dr. Heidegger said,
"please sit down. I would like you to observe a little experiment."
Dr. Heidegger's study was an unusual place. It was a dark, old room with cobwebs. On the walls there were bookcases with many important books. On one bookcase there was a statue of Hippocrates. People said that Dr. Heidegger talked to Hippocrates when he had a difficult medical problem to solve. In a dark corner of the study, inside a small closet, there was a human skeleton. Between the two bookcases, there was a tall mirror. People also said that the doctor's dead patients looked at him from this mirror. On the opposite side of the room, there was a big portrait of a young lady dressed in a magnificent dress. When the doctor was young, he loved her and wanted to marry her. But on the evening before their marriage, he gave her the wrong medicine and she died. The most curious thing in the doctor's study was a big black book without any title. It was a book of magic. Once when a servant had tried to touch it, the skeleton moved in the closet, the portrait of the young girl moved on the wall, and many frightening faces appeared in the mirror. A small round table stood in the middle of the doctor's study. On the small table, there was a beautiful vase. There were also four champagne glasses on the table.
"My dear old friends,"
said the doctor,
"please help me with this experiment."
Now we must remember that Dr. Heidegger was a very strange old gentleman. When the doctor's four friends heard him talk about this experiment, they thought to themselves,
"Oh, we will probably examine a cobweb under the microscope or some similar nonsense."
But this time Dr. Heidegger entered the study with the black book of magic. He opened it and took out an old rose which had been in the book for many years.
"This rose,"
he said,
"is 55 years old. It was given to me by Sylvia Ward, whose portrait is on the wall. I wanted to wear it at our wedding. I have kept it in this book for 55 years. Now, do you think this rose can blossom again?"
"What nonsense!"
exclaimed Widow Wycherley.
"Can an old woman's face be young again?"
"Please look at this,"
said Dr. Heidegger. He uncovered the vase and threw the rose into the water it contained. At first, nothing happened. Then there was a change. The old brown rose began to change color. It became red. And its leaves became green. The rose was suddenly fresh and beautiful. The doctor's friends were indifferent because they had seen better experiments at the doctor's study.
"Well, how did you do it?"
one of them asked.
"Did you ever hear of the Fountain of Youth?"
asked Dr. Heidegger.
"The Spanish explorer Ponce de Leon looked for it 2 or 3 centuries ago.
Did he ever find it?
Asked Widow Wickerly.
No, because he didn't look in the right place. The famous Fountain of Youth is in the southern part of Florida. A friend of mine sent me the water you see in this vase.
Colonel Killigrew did not believe a word of the story and asked,
What does this water do to the human body?
You will soon see, replied Dr. Heidegger. All of you are welcome to drink this water. Drink as much as you need to be young again.
He paused for a moment and then said,
I will not take part in this experiment because I do not want to become young again. I will only observe the experiment.